Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 14th of October. The Fear of the Lord. A messenger is a witness of the things to which they have been illuminated and established, and of the things that Christ, by the Spirit, continues to reveal to them as the preceding word of God. This is because the messengers of God are established in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. In word and conduct, they exemplify the culture of godliness that is characteristic of the fellowship of Yahweh. For this reason, through their ministry, Christ is publicly portrayed as crucified among their hearers. Having proclaimed the faith of God that reveals the fellowship of Yahweh and their covenant purpose, the messengers of God then exhort their hearers to fear the Lord. Only a person who fears the Lord is able to confess, by faith, that Jesus is Lord and demonstrate true repentance, which leads to salvation. Unless a hearer learns the fear of the Lord, they will reject the gospel of sonship, or they will presume upon the kindness of God and continue in their sin. In doing so, they will fail to obtain the hidden riches of sonship that belong to the secret of the Lord. Describing the mystery of God as a secret, King David declared, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant." Accordingly, the messenger exhorts their hearers to fear the Lord as they proclaim to them the judgment of God. That is, the messenger makes known to their hearers God's wrath on account of the rebellion and sin of mankind. We note this content in the words of the believing thief who was crucified with Christ. Rebuking his companion, he said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 26 verse 16, Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, Romans chapter 10 verses 8 to 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3, Psalm 25 verse 14, and Luke chapter 23 verses 40 to 41. For further study, 1 Timothy chapter 6.